Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Inner Sight. We are here tonight, Inner Sight Freedom. We're here to, you know, get rid of nursing homes. They kill people. And, well, we call them now institutions. I gotta remember saying that. We've got to get rid of these nursing institutions, and they kill people, get rid of them. That's the name of the show. All right. I'm going to start off by saying it's in memory of my, grandparents, my great-grandmother that I first had an introduction to, and I had an introduction to her in a nursing home, which is kind of odd. to begin with. And then I had my parents, both my parents were in a nursing home, and so was my two grandmothers. Maternal and my paternal were both in nursing homes, and they both died there, including my parents. And to tell you the truth, I could not control my parents going into a nursing home. The reason was they never, ever gave them the hours that they needed. And I was very disappointed in the way in which they set up the home care and the way they did that. That was very limited number of hours. I was disappointed in the state. And I really wanted to do a fair hearing. But Adult Protective Services, lovely Adult Protective Services, came in. And when they did come in, it was really devastating because they said to me, you know, Miss Suzanne, you need to either put your family in a nursing home or we will put your family in a nursing home. I was very disappointed. I said, you know, you do that, what can I do to protect myself? So I got a lawyer. I got a gerontologist who, actually looked into, you know, trying to get me, you know, to help me and stuff like that. But nobody could help me because Adult Protective Services was, you know, ready to, you know, hold me responsible for my family. My mom had originally, now this started with my recently, and my mom passed away at the beginning of this year. She had gone to, you know, an actual bank and said, you stole my $500. She just happened to forget where she placed it. And she was hallucinating because of the Lewy body dementia. And they didn't know, they just thought she was having, you know, crazy attacks, nothing else, but it does, present itself that way. When you do have Lewy body, you tend to see things and hallucinate and paranoia and all of that before it actually does show the dementia in full form. You forget how to cook. You forget how you think people are coming into your home. You also think they're coming, well, for my mom at least, that they're coming through the TV, also through the phone. She even yelled at me a few times. Then when we went to the nursing home, she kept saying, you don't understand, and shake me. That's when I truly realized that, oh boy, I don't know what to do. I have to keep her here because she's starting to shake me. Finally, where the point in time was which she had changed over from, you know, where she was remembering things and where she wasn't remembering things, that time had changed. But I bet you if I had some alternative care or different types of stuff that could actually help her, what problem is I couldn't use it in the nursing care center. Things that I wanted to try out, they were only trying one thing on her, which was all these medicines. And that was not, you know, I couldn't change it. I could not change anything that was given to her. And that really bothered me in my heart. I said, wait a second, they're not letting me try something different. And they would never let me try something different aside from medicine. Now, I said, if we were at home, we could try anything we want. And if we had somebody there to take care of her 24 hours, it would be even better. But that was never happening. Also, now, if I had her in a nursing home and things were done properly, we could have even had her home care aid that she was used to and go to the nursing facility and have her, you know, help her out. But no, That's not what they wanted. They had another agenda. And there's also a lot of people out there right now suffering from the same thing that my mom suffered from. And, Lewy body is very fast. It actually, takes over the brain very quickly. And I didn't know that right at the beginning. It's very similar to Parkinson's dementia. It'll affect your walking. It'll affect your gait pattern. You'll be hunched over. You'll have some urinary symptoms. All of that my poor mom had. But they didn't start giving her any kind of other treatment that can actually reset the clock and hold back all of those symptoms. That really bothered me. And I was waiting for that to happen, And I wasn't, ready to see her, that happen to her. Well, after she was placed in the nursing home, I went through two kinds of feelings, guilty as heck. But everybody told me, you can't feel guilty because they were the ones who forced your hand. You cannot feel guilty. It was the system. I said, but I really wanted her to have, what she needed, I really wanted her to be with me, But to give you a little background about me, I'm physically disabled. I have a vision impairment. I have a hearing impairment. And I'm on oxygen. So it's very difficult to, handle my mom. I couldn't lift her. I mean, even though she was much lighter than me, I just couldn't do it because I had a disability. And I have home care for 10 hours. So it would have been the disabled leading the disabled in this, like they say, the blind leading the blind. Well, not a really good, way of saying things, but it definitely would have been me, needing to take care of her, and it would not have been fun. I wish they would have said, oh, this person has a burden to begin with. Why don't we give them all the hours that they need? They'll never do it. Okay, I'm hoping right now that by me spreading word, people have challenges, we can make this a lot easier situation. We can get people the aids that they need within the nursing homes, and also, get people, what they need in, other situations outside the nursing home. So that's my goal. So let me do the ABLE ad, and I see that we have a caller, and that's Anthony. He's been waiting patiently, but let me just do the ABLE ad, and then I'm waiting for Frank to get on in a little bit. Okay, so here is the ABLE ad, everybody. Here comes.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Okay, and let's get back to Anthony. Here he comes. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm okay. Right. So, I totally agree with, what you're saying, and I sympathize. But, unfortunately, the way this system is designed, it's not, designed with empathy and sympathy.
No, it ain't.
Especially
designed
for someone in your situation. They should have given you a chance and, worked with you to try to get your mom, a home health aide. But, unfortunately, Adult Protective Services, to me, is about facilitizing people. And they really don't give a damn about, what they do to people as long as they have a case and, they have, enough cases to have an excuse to keep their jobs. And they really don't give a damn about people, and they just feel that, they're taking them out of a bad situation and making it a little better. And to me, even though I know you couldn't take care of her. I know it was wrong what they did, because it's not like you were abusing her. You were in a helpless situation, and, you know, you needed help, and you didn't get it. But, you know, and I feel that you were railroaded. And I know, I think that a lot of disabled people are railroaded in, you know, society, in dealing with the system and the way that we, you know, deal with life and what we have to deal with, and the fact that, you know, we don't have money and are not in control of our own lives to, you know, control how many hours people get. And, you know, I bet if you were rich, that wouldn't have happened to you, but you got taken advantage of because you depended on them and you're bedbound, and, you know, they just basically told you what they were going to do, and you didn't have
you
much of a choice.
Or something?
No. I have this cough that, you know, starts up, you know, in different types of weather, especially in the winter when there's a lot of heat in the apartment and
like
stuff
bronchitis?
Like that. Well, I've had bronchitis, but I don't have bronchitis now. I've had bronchitis once in the past, but I know there's nothing like bronchitis. But the thing that I was thinking about today was I saw on the news that they had a big rally, and it made me laugh because they were talking about how, you know, they wanted a contract and they worked without a contract for how long, and all these nursing home workers wanted, you know, better benefits and more money and, of course, more staff, they say, to, you know, alleviate the burden on them. But we know that they really don't give a damn about those patients, and it's just basically they're being used as a pawn and an excuse for them to get more money. And, you know, let's face it.
I wish there was a test. Sorry. I wish there was a test that they have to fulfill every year that they're there. It's a standard, just like doctors go through, nurses go through. They have to have CE credits. Well, I wish that was also for everybody else. I'm sorry, I feel that way, you know?
Yeah.
They have an expiration date on their licensure, They have to, you know, just renew it, but it's not like they have to do CE credits. That would be better. This way they learn, and people shouldn't, you know, they have to take it in the language that of the land. See, America's kind of different that way. I feel that people, they should have established a language of the land, you know? I don't know. I just feel that way.
Yeah, they would.
You go
say
to other
that
countries,
that,
it's like
I mean,
that.
Yeah. I agree with you, too, and, you know, it's as much as these people, you know, don't want to, you know, have to deal with it and want to be sheltered from it and want to avoid it, you know, you're not really, you can be a home health aide, for example, and go, you know, to somebody who speaks your language, but it's really not sheltering you all that much, and maybe they don't care, but it won't do much for you in life, because when you go to a store, you know, you still have to know how to speak English. I mean, I've had home health aides that didn't know how to give $2 or get a stamp or where to put it or anything, and they're supposed to.
Do you know how many calls?
Home management.
What I do,
sorry,
I make it easier with my home health aides. I take a picture of the item, screenshot it offline, off their off online page. And I send it to them, a text, and I say, buy three. And I just, you know, or buy two, whatever it is I want. And that's how I give it to them. That's the only way I'll get what I want.
Well, that's a good way to do it. But what happens if they're in a case where they can't even find out where the aisle is? And even if they do that.
Well, that's a problem. Let me just get him, and maybe he wants to add a few things on that. Hold on.
Sure.
Hello. Welcome.
Inner sight.
I just saw you, too. That's pretty bad. Sorry about that.
And so, you know, I wonder how, you know, a person would be able to send their home health aide to the store that didn't know, you know, any English, because, you know, they would only be able to get you very few items, you know, if anything, and you would have to show them, you know, everything, and, you know,
oh, I did.
I mean, yeah, how are they going to know money and all that? This is why I say, I mean, home health care is much better, but in a lot of ways, you know, whether by design or because of the way, you know, the people are that they send, it's only there to provide minimal care to support you, you know, and you really don't, you really can't depend on them fully. But,
it depends on who you get and who. I know my home health aide has come a long, my two of them have both come a very long way. And they know I'm very patient. I teach them everything, and I teach them the language too. If I've said something, they both come from very poor countries, okay? So I'm pretty patient, I'm pretty tolerant, and I actually tell them how to do things, you know? And for example, they should have been taught English. I gotta say that even though one of them, the language of the land that she comes from is English, she was only taught a broken English. That was her country. You know, she wasn't taught anything more than
excuse me.
I think
English. We should get on the subject.
Yeah, I know.
Home health aides belong in the nursing home when their client is sent to a nursing home.
Yes, I did say that in the beginning.
Yeah. They should be in there helping the person, making sure that they have their needs, making sure that they're being, you know, the food and the being changed and all that and all
yes,
the
I did say that.
Essentials that they need.
But, you know, the problem is, Frank, that a lot of these nursing home workers have this, you know, philosophy that, you know, this is my territory. Think of
yeah, but
nursing
they can't
home.
Do the job.
Yeah, no, they can't.
They cannot do
they,
the job. There's too many people and not enough of them.
And we know that. But the problem is that they are settled into doing their half-ass a job, as you would call it. So they don't want anybody interfering with that, and they don't want to
well, that's
deal
a very,
with
that's a very selfish-ass attitude that
it
you
is.
Don't want people to have help. We're not looking
but
to take away their jobs. We're looking to make their jobs easier.
But
that's
they
true.
Don't really care. Well, they...
Well, then
they,
those people shouldn't be there.
Right.
They
that's,
shouldn't
but,
be working there if they don't care about those people.
Right, but the nursing
that's
home
right.
itself... Frank doesn't really care about, you
that's
know,
true.
What kind
of
people of they hire.
They
as long as
that's
they
that's why we're doing this show, to embarrass the hell out of them.
Right,
so
as long
that's
as
why
they
we did the tweet.
Right,
yeah.
As long as they could pass a clean criminal background check. And that's why a lot of people, Frank, go to work in the nursing home, and they all tell each other in their language, oh, you know, go to work and do nursing home, because they know you don't have to do anything, and you could just sit on your bottom and ignore them all day.
But
you
there
know,
are
and,
some
and,
people who don't, you know, or don't pay no mind, as they say. And that's like my aide when she was working there. She said she couldn't stand it and see people die all the time. She said she couldn't stand it. She stopped working at it was too sad for her, she said.
Yeah, but that's if you have a heart. And then a lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, either, oh, they're not my family, or, oh, you just keep it professional, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are not really there, Suzanne, to want to accomplish anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're
there to
that,
watch the person die.
Yeah,
that's
this
right.
is
that's
the
purpose
way it
of
is.
The nursing home.
Yeah,
that's why you got to get rid
just,
of it.
Yeah, you just kind of like, you know, are there to, you know, join the crew, the club, the gang, and, you know.
I can't do it.
I couldn't either. They're like robots, you know. You're just there and you
somebody's there and that has already been accepted into the Help Die Club, I call it, and you're watching them you know, do the very things that your own values, you know are wrong, right? And you still do it. How could you do that? I mean, I don't understand.
But
if you have values, any values or anything that remotely is a value, and you do it, how could you do it?
But
I don't know.
They don't have any feeling behind it because they have this mentality that nursing homes have been ran like this for years. So however it is, you know, they've been living like that for years. They should be used to it, and I'm not good.
And they don't think that they're going to wind up in a nursing home.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
most of them
will. Right. Because at the time when they're independent, they don't feel what it feels like to be in need or to be, you know, need to be changed or washed or fed or anything.
I never said that phrase. Never said that phrase, ever.
What phrase? I'm sorry, Susan, I'm losing you.
That I never thought that I would never be in a nursing home. I never thought there would never be anything other than me. You understand?
I always thought that there would...
Any part of what my life would be was just, it could happen. That's all I always thought.
I don't think like that either, but the problem is, Suzanne, these people have an attitude about it because they figure these people are all, you know, in bad circumstances already, and they're not going to be the ones to take care of me. So why should I break my back to take care of them, because I'm not going to break my back to take care of anybody. And they know that really nobody gets fired in a nursing home, you know, unless it's abuse and it can be proven or whatever. Because, you know, they'll say that, you know, people fall off the bed, things happen, they bruise easily, you know, they're frail, they're elderly, you know, the oxygen fell out of their nose, or, you know, it was the machinery.
Speaking of falling, pardon me, speaking of falling, my grandmother went to the, this is how she got put into a nursing home. She was in an adult home before that. She fell down the stairs the first time, and then she fell again. Now, to have the same exact injury but on the opposite side was really quite interesting on how she got it. So, I mean, she was next to the stairs twice in a row, and you're not going to yell at her or tell her that she shouldn't be trying to go down the stairs? She was trying to go down the stairs. You should have been stopping her. You know, and you see where she's at?
They probably didn't even know they were all around, you know, the place.
No. They knew. They saw her, and they didn't stop her. Simple.
They just la-di-da and see somebody.
And that was it, yeah.
Unbelievable. I guess some of these people are young and immature, and they just don't know their own from their legs.
Well, the thing is that they didn't want her there anymore because she used to walk around the whole place and not, you know, stay in her bed. So they didn't want an Alzheimer's patient there.
We got to thank a few people. Anthony, we're going to move on, but we've got to thank a few people.
Okay.
And,
thank you. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Point out some things. Big East, the key to rescue.
Oops. Sorry, Frank.
Thank you, Anthony.
You can say that again. Thank you, Anthony.
Tom Driven, New Jersey, Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, adopt the Nikita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, here in Suffolk County, the $700 donation, keeping program on the air and actually helping to create this nursing home show, get rid of the nursing homes. They kill people.
Yes, they do.
SILO, 631-880-7929. And Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York, a great supporter of InnerSight.
Yes.
Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. 631-888-1186. All right. We thank Angela Melanie for the up-and-coming ad. December 1. Look at the Able News, page 4, by the way. So there
yes.
we got the page for you. Page 4.
Oh, good.
December 1st, our new ad, and we're directing it toward the show, the nursing home program that you're listening to. So look for that ad, and we have a word from Able, don't we?
Yes, we do. Here it is.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and I want to address the owners of the nursing homes.
Yeah.
People who own these businesses and make a lot of money on them, and you need to be aware that people, the millions of us who are disabled, do not like these places. They're horrible places. They're not treating people in the right way.
No.
I don't know if the owners have gotten any feedback by people.
No.
Well, I don't know. I've never spoken to an owner of a nursing home. But we urge you to create a better image for yourself.
That's right.
Turn these places into accessible housing. Give the people who have served their time in nursing homes first choice to an apartment. I mean, do yourself a favor. You know, get rid of these places. We don't need them. They're wasting money. They're not giving people good care. They're not even allowing the resident to have their home health aid.
That's right.
You see, in the meantime, if you guys want to do something good, all the owners, you want to do something good, insist upon the home health aides being allowed in to the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would help all your workers. See? If it comes from the owners, it would have a lot more merit. And if you need an agency to back you up, advocate for the disabled,
yes, right here.
You got us.
That's right.
I wish I could say all the other agencies were. Maybe they would.
No, but we don't. Maybe they would after we do. Who knows?
Maybe they would if the owners took a step forward. You know. So we urge all who own these nursing homes to really step up and take a look at what's happening here and all the abuse and people who are disabled, young people, middle age, and old people.
Yeah.
Do not look forward to being in one of your places.
No.
That's for sure.
They don't.
So, you know, do something about it. We'd be happy to help anyone who owns a nursing home to start the process.
It's weird. When I mention to people what happens in nursing homes, a lot of people aren't aware of it, to be honest, when I talk about it.
No, of course they don't. They don't know.
Yeah.
We sent out a tweet tonight.
Yeah.
About turning these places.
I hope it educates a lot of people. I really hope it
educates a lot of people. Did we get any response on our tweet, anything?
Well, I sent it out when you had called. I had sent it out just before that. and we'll see.
Oh, you just sent it out?
No, earlier today.
Oh.
Maybe around 6 o'clock.
Oh, all right. I thought you sent it out during the show.
No, not
all right, so...
we'll see what it has.
See if there's any interest, you know, any response.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do a daily tweet.
Yeah.
Let people know what's going on with these places.
It's quite interesting how people are saying build back better, and then they got lower the taxes, lower the cost of prescription drugs, but not one person says anything about, right now I just got all this on my screen, but not one person has said anything about us. It would be quite interesting if they do.
Well, you know, we're here. We're not going away.
Okay, we do. We actually
take
do.
Take the time.
Oh.
What?
No, it's the same person who tells me that if you make money, you should be paying the home care worker with your money. Oh, yeah. Try that we don't make that much money as a disabled person. That woman
no, the agency should be raising money to help us do that.
Yeah, I mean, do you really understand, person who keeps writing
that? The government
owes
us
plenty
for not giving us accessibility and enforcement.
And not only
that,
do they really realize how little the actual benefit is? They think we're making millions. I don't know what it is. You know?
Most disabled people are not making any money.
No, they aren't. Ooh.
You know, and what little you do make, you have to watch it because the government is ready to grab whatever you have, including your disability.
Yeah, that's right. We have not gotten anything right as of yet, but the night is young.
All right, well, it's early. You never know.
Yeah, it is.
Plus,
but, people are watching TV
now.
Even
if we don't get anything out of it,
yeah,
we know
well,
that we're doing the right thing
tweet
by getting
activity,
rid of these places.
Oh, yeah.
And educating people as to what's going on.
Oh, wait, we got 7 impressions, total engagements, and 2 clicks. So 2 people clicked on it.
7
so
impressions
that.
Of what?
Times people saw the tweet on Twitter. Total engagement, times people interacted with the tweet, and link clicks on URL or card in this tweet. So you got 2 link clicks that they clicked on it and are engaged with it. 2 people were interested.
Yeah. All right. Maybe one of those people is affluent and would like to donate the money so we could get this Volunteers for Freedom
off
the
started. I hope so.
And have people donate the hours and compensate them financially to keep a person out of a nursing home.
Yes.
You know. And by the way, there are some people who are disabled who do pay for their home health aides.
Yes, who have the money.
If you have the money, it's a different story.
But there are people who even are working families. My husband is a working person. My health has badgered us so much that we just can't afford it. It's just getting to be so expensive to be me, seriously. And I need to get out of this circular stance that they've put me in. I've got to get out of it. The medical community has put me into this constant circle that I keep going back in, and I hate it. I really do.
Well, you're all jammed up. You got too many people involved,
too many doctors.
Too many medicines.
Yes.
You're all jammed up, being pulled every which way.
Yeah. Just to go for one surgery, I have to go for 4 clearances. Who goes for that? Who does that? Nobody. And then I bet you during that, they're going to say, oh, you have to stay in here a little bit. Oh, and then you might have to go for rehabilitation. You know what I will say to that?
A lot of people go to, when they deal with the medical system, and they're going to have a surgery. They all go through that. You're not the only one.
Yeah. No, but it's horrible.
That's how it works.
It shouldn't have to.
It shouldn't work that way.
No, it shouldn't.
If you get one person who knows what the hell they're doing, why do you have to go to all these people?
Well, because they want to cover their BUTT. That's why.
Sure,
really?
Because the law makes them do it.
That's right. Now you got it.
What happened.
Yeah.
You know, they got it. In case something goes wrong, something happens, they got
that's
all
right.
these people to testify, we did this, we did that, we did this.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. See, but you could do something about that. And you know what you could do is make sure you've documented everything that you've done. While they're there, you make sure that you've documented all the things that you've went for also. You know, and what you've done to make sure, but you've actually
done. You're talking
about
when you're going for surgery, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
for example, I knew something was wrong on my board when I went in a hospital. Now, this is going back to the hospital, and they stated something wrong about me. So I took a picture of it. I said, and then I made them change it. I said, I'm not a two-person assist. Don't put that on my board. I could, you know, and I said, listen, I could stand up on my own and go to that wheelchair, so take that off the board. That's what I said.
Well, they put what they want up there.
Yeah, and they did.
We all know
they
that.
Put what they want just to make me bigger candidate for the nursing home.
Yeah, well, that's another reason why you should have your aid there.
Yeah.
You show them.
Yeah.
You know,
and we did things like that I would have my aide or my husband put their arm out, you know, whenever they were helping me in a certain manner, and I could just use their arm to just, you know, if I needed something, just to balance. I only needed something for balance. And I would step up and you know, make sure my legs were clear. I could lift it up high enough that I could make sure my both legs were clear. And that was it. That's all I needed.
All right, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, by the way, the show is the agencies don't help us the way we need help.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's tomorrow night. Now, these agencies should be mandated by the President of the United States to raise money. Now, that would help everyone because you could cut back on what the government has to put out.
Mm-hmm.
If you mandate the agencies to start raising the money. And they need an excuse to raise money. Most of these places, you know, they have fundraising for certain things, but they don't have it for the direct needs of those of us who are disabled.
No, they don't.
So there should be a mandate to take away the burden.
Yeah. I agree.
Off the taxpayers, off the government. And why aren't the agencies saying, hey, we advocate, as we mentioned before, we advocate for people who are put into a nursing home to have their home health aid. I mean, that wouldn't cost them anything to send out a news release, for instance. You know? That we are very disturbed over the fact that there's only two aides to 100 people or even more in a nursing home. Therefore, people are neglected and have to wait hours and hours and hours before they're attended to and all that. The agency should be mandated to advocate for the disabled person's needs.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I have to spend any money.
That's true.
You know, send out a news release. And then they should be, in addition to that, the government should go a step further and mandate these agencies to start raising money to help
That's
us.
That's very true. You know, I come to the conclusion that some of the agencies really don't want this to happen. They don't want us to go further. I just have that feeling because every time you go to get help from the agencies, you're put down. They want you to be a lesser of what they are. I don't know. I just have that feeling.
Well, now look at SILO.
So they came
some
back.
Some independent living organization who donated $700 to InnerSight.
Yeah, they came back.
And knowing that we have launched this program to get rid of the nursing homes, you know. Every independent living center in this country
should be doing
should do the same.
Yeah.
They should donate
mm-hmm.
to this program. Because I'm sure they want to get rid of the nursing home, but there's nothing much they can do about that the way they're set up.
Yeah. That's
they
true.
Can only go into the nursing home and register people for a program, and then it's out of their hands. We say go a lot further. We're trying to get the money to go a lot further, too.
That's true.
Get rid of these places. Turn them into living places for people.
Yep.
So we're hoping to get the support from every independent living center in the near future, and we'll keep you posted on that. We have a plan that we're hoping is going to come together, but
yes.
We'll keep you posted. But all the independent living centers should do something to help get rid of these nursing homes, and I believe InnerSight is it.
Yeah, I do too.
Because where else do you hear a program like this? Who
they
else
don't.
Is doing it? Nursing
Nobody.
Homes kill people. Get rid of
they
them.
They certainly do. My mom was a big example of that to me.
Yeah, and all the thousands of others.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
There's no program, no show that I know of that will come out and make this statement and try and you know try to do it.
Yeah.
So we need all the help we can get. Anybody
yeah.
who believes in freedom, justice,
mm-hmm.
living your life yeah. in your
the
own home.
The way you should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the people who are
help
the most
us bring
disabled.
It about.
Even the people who are the most disabled deserve a happy, healthy life outside of a nursing home, period.
Yeah. And people who are not disabled should be helping this because you
yes,
don't want to wind up in a damn nursing home.
You know, we know of people who have had a happy, healthy life and then just all of a sudden caught a disease of some sort and then all of a sudden they went into a nursing home. You go, what happened to them? They were so healthy. And then, boom. You know, they got run
yeah,
over by
a car. Yeah, because where are
they
going to go?
Right.
They have no family,
they don't
you know, to take them. No money, no,
right.
A refuge.
Right.
You know, there's a guy here in town that I talked to. He's 84.
Oh,
I said
goodness.
To him the other day, I said, Freddie, how are you? He said, oh, I'm all right. He said, I'm trying to stay out of the, what did he call it?
Devil's place.
I'm trying to stay out of the hell hole.
Yeah.
You know, he means the
He's
nursing
right.
home.
It is a hell hole. Well, sorry to say that to the business owners who might be listening. But that's
I'm not
what
sorry.
People really, truly think.
Let them do something about it.
Yes, let's do something about it. They really feel that anxious and that upset about the whole situation. So let's get your image a little better. And while we get your image a little better, let's change
a lot
your
better. When one of my advocates that we're trying to help right now calls me, all right, twice in the same week and tells me that she's laid for 12 hours in her own urine. I want to kick the ass of the owner.
Yeah.
What the hell's the matter with you? And, you know, and when you can do something about it, and you don't even have to spend any money.
That's
get the home health aides in there.
That's right.
We're not asking to pay for it. It's already paid for. Why the hell don't they do something about it?
That's right.
Let's find out who these owners are and start calling them.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about. Ah, we just reminded me.
Yeah, we got to find out who a lot of them are corporations or who they are.
Yeah, but remember you told me this morning and then I totally
forgot.
We got to
call them and tell them what needs to be done.
Yes.
So we'll get started on that.
Yeah.
Inner sight
means freedom.
213-816-1650. We have any callers?
Let me take a quick look. All right, here we go.
846 New York.
We still have the same board. It hasn't changed. Anthony's listening.
So, you know, you want to help keep people safe in your own home. Here's the show.
Yeah.
That you can do it with.
You know, remember the time I said to you I did not know how my own family felt about it? I didn't really. And I said, well, let's see how this goes. And do you know, my husband feels totally with me now. He doesn't want, like, nursing homes. And I don't feel like he will put me in one now. I really feel that way. And now he's back
that's
now.
Good.
As
shouldn't.
My healthcare process. What? I'm sorry to
shouldn't.
Hear. Yeah.
Should
he doesn't like them at all.
With the person you're with.
Yeah.
You know?
I do feel that way now. So that's a good thing.
But not everybody has that.
No. Yeah.
See? And especially if there's money involved, you have then you have the real malicious person or people who will go to court.
Yeah.
You know, have the person court declared
incapable.
To a nursing home.
Right.
Because there's money involved.
That's right.
See, you got that category of people that we're trying to protect too.
But you know what? Here's the secret. If you treat somebody with respect and want to love them, okay, and if you really do love them, you could just ask for the money. And not only ask for the money, be with them and enjoy them. And if you love them,
well,
and they love you.
A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't have that.
No, that's the problem. That's the problem in this world. You know?
We're fighting for the person who is up there in age, maybe ailing, and a family member or members want to push them
bring
into
them
a nursing
home
so they can get control
over
their
money.
Finances.
And that's a problem in my eyes, a real big problem in America.
So there's
really
another
is.
Segment of the
of
population
it.
That we're fighting for. There's an example of a person
rich
who has the money and could
that's
be in
right.
their own home, but the family
right.
drags them into court and makes them go into the nursing home. See?
That's right. And you, it
there's
doesn't
another
matter if
element.
You're rich. That's right. It doesn't matter if you're rich. I never saw anything so ugly in one of our listeners called us and told her the whole, told us the whole story. She had a lot of money. She was in, she left was left an inheritance. So doesn't any age, any class status, anything, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No matter how you cut it,
that's
nursing
right.
homes are horrible.
And the people who want to put you in them are. I'm sorry, I just have to say that.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky. I am very, very lucky that I have the family that I have, really.
And, as far as I know right now, and I hope maybe one or two of them will come forward to change my mind. As far as I know right now, the people who own these places are horrible to allow this to happen.
Yeah, they shouldn't let it happen. There's got to be a way.
When we contact some of these people and try to explain this to them, let's see what they're going to say.
Yeah.
They're going to do something about it?
Yeah. No. I don't have
that remains
any,
to be seen.
Right. True.
Because that's really the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, you own a place that is oppressing people, killing people, putting them in a place to die, suffer, taking all their their money.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of people don't like that.
Yeah.
Including Inner Sight.
I don't like it. I think it's
and we're
like,
out in the front right now, fighting it.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're being watched, let's put it that way. Our programs are being heard and watched, and people are really saying, okay, Inner Sight has to do this. And it's funny
how...
Yeah,
let me just give the Inner Sight... solution.
Phone number. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I want to give the solution.
Go ahead.
Get rid of the nursing homes. Turn them into accessible living. Right?
Yeah.
In the meantime, because it's not going to happen overnight.
In the meantime,
get the home health aides. A person gets put into a nursing home. They have a home health aide. Right? The home health aide is not allowed to go and work with them in the nursing home, okay? So the home health aide is assigned to someone else, which means, son of a bitch, that the money is there for that person. Now, can't that person go right into the nursing home and continue to help?
Continue that person.
See, that's what needs to be changed.
That's right. Because it's double-dipping my butt. Sorry.
Oh, that's a bunch of bull, double-dipping. That's an excuse.
You know, that sounds like chocolate, but not...
Not to help
people. We're not
talking
about chocolate. We're not talking about chocolate at this point.
So then, the person who's trying to stay out of the nursing home, the person who does get out, the state will only spend so much money on them. They won't give them enough hours, right? So now here we come along and helping to raise the money to put up volunteers for freedom. Now, that means that the same home health aide, or maybe a friend of hers who's a home health aide, would donate their time, and we will compensate them financially. You know, pay one of their bills. They give enough time, we'll even pay their mortgage for the month, you know. But we got to have the fund to do it. That's where the agencies come in.
Yeah.
You know? The agencies should be raising the money for that to help the person stay out of the nursing home. So there you have. There's the whole plan. And look at all the money you save. $172 billion. Dollars.
Right. Yeah.
And it probably went up.
It probably did. They still are spending that money.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the Inner Sight idea. To make it work, we're going to need a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
But you never know. That money's out there someplace. I know it is.
I know it is, yeah.
Somewhere.
We'll get somebody to do it. We're going to get somebody to do it. Even if they tell our story, that'd be best, I think. Maybe we should get
someone
one of these
who wants to start a business. I heard on the business news today a company, I didn't catch the name of it, said that they're starting a special division to keep people in their own home. They talk about walk-in tubs and
oh, nice.
You know, and all things that you need to get up out of bed and all that, and you know, maybe robots and all that now.
Oh,
but
I like that.
It shows you that someone is picking up on this idea, stay in your own home.
That's right.
Well, you got to have the money for it.
Right.
Because even with all your equipment, if the person doesn't have the help, they're going
to
get shoved into the hellhole.
Of course. You know,
so if we can locate this company, I think
person.
We ought to write them a letter.
Yes, we should. That's really,
maybe they'll sponsor
the
show or something.
Or maybe even they'll direct us on how to apply to get the help, even, you know?
To get what?
Maybe it's like a contest or something. Maybe we could apply to see how, you know, we could get that help, too, you know?
No, they're a company that makes equipment.
Yeah, I know. It looks like custom
equipment.
They
may donate some money to get this
Volunteers
for Freedom
even
off the ground.
That's a good idea.
Because that would help their business.
That's right.
See? If we have the money and the state puts up X amount of hours, you know, and now they come in and modify the place, and we can utilize the Volunteers for Freedom, that person won't have to go to a nursing home.
That's true.
So it would benefit them as a company.
As much as us.
To work
right.
with us. I think we ought to send them an email or write them a letter.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. Okay.
All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. We only got a few minutes left. Tomorrow night's show, the agencies don't help us the way they should.
That's
the title. Friday is the funniest, so.
No, always.
Well, go ahead. It's your show.
Yep. All right, everyone. It's been a pleasure talking about how we are going to get rid of these nursing homes because we truly dislike them. And a lot of people are stuck in them right now, and I'd like to give them some hope that we're not going to stop until every single one of these nursing homes are not there anymore. Now, as for the nursing home owner, get on the bandwagon. Come and help us make these really accessible, cool homes. Okay, for another person to live in, you know, and you could actually stay, you know, on top of things by just staying here and listening to Inner Sight.
And you can make money with it.
Yes, they can, you know, and that's what I wanted to say and make everybody aware.
Next week is Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. And be thankful that you're not in your own thing that you've created.
Our next nursing home show of the week from tonight, Thanksgiving Eve, I want to dedicate that show to let people know that you should be thankful you're not in a nursing home, and that
that's
if you
true.
Have the means, you don't have to go to a nursing home.
60 seconds.
We'll talk about that.
Definitely.
Next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank
Inner
you.
Inner Sight.
Around the world, and thank you, everyone. And thank you all listeners.
Our phone number is Inner Sight number 631-224-3090.
And we look forward to the next show. Tomorrow night. Thank you. And good night.
Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Inner Sight. Bye-bye.